Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
We're back with more of Sabres Live, presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Sabres on the road tonight in L.A. Amerks are on the road in Laval. So a little bit of an organizational doubleheader based on the timing of it. We can watch the Amerks early and then hit the air for late night action with the Sabres. Dan Dunleavy's in L.A. Dan, we'll start with the easy one. Do you expect Luukkonen to start tonight?
From everything that we've obviously seen and heard over the last couple of days, yeah, I do. I haven't spoken to him personally about it, but he's certainly not moving around on or off, you know, with any indication that things would be taking a step back today. But as I mentioned just before we came on, once we get to the rink here, when we're done chatting, we'll get a better look at who is on the ice after a practice yesterday and see how they felt. And it's kind of, as you're well aware, it's one of those situations where there's guys taking the ice now after taking a day or two to rest, whether it's Tage or whether it's Alex. Then we got to find out how they feel after stepping on the ice for a little bit. So I don't want to jump the gun on taking too many guesses here, but yeah, Luukkonen certainly does appear. If not, had some fun with James Reimer. Guys, as you well know, you know Reimer very well, and as do I. And I said, well, you feel like you're back home again all of a sudden as soon as we got back off the plane California. In the hotel. He says, yeah, I'm kind of ready if they need me. So, you know, they're in a good spot, I think, having, not that they weren't with Devon Levi. I love seeing Devon going down and playing. But I like seeing James Reimer here as well from a veteran goaltender perspective, who's just going to be even keeled. And even on the bench the other night, and I believe it was in Philly when I caught him, and he still had, even as things weren't going so well, he had the right demeanor and personality down there, which I think is important as a veteran guy. And, you know, just trying to, obviously taking things seriously, but trying to keep the guys a bit loose too, with a smile that he obviously brings to the rink every day.
We talked about it last year a little bit. The second half of the season, Luukkonen really was performing well. And, you know, Levi was in Rochester, and I felt like the door was open for Luukkonen to just say, I'm the guy. And we discussed with you about his body language, walking in on the plane, at practice, around the rink, and all of that. And I feel like the door is opening for Luukkonen again now. Levi is going to Rochester. Luukkonen had played well, a little setback with the minor injury. But, you know, is this the same body language that you've seen out of Luukkonen this season that he was displaying last year in the second half of the year?
I do. I don't think anything in his – and again, I always preface this whenever I talk to anybody. I've never played the position, so I can't get in the head. But just from the question that you ask as far as his demeanor, his approach, his personality, conversations after practice back home – there's not been a ton of road games yet. Of course, they're getting into a bit of a swing of them here, but he seems to have that same mentality, same approach. And I think the in-game part of his development, which is obviously still got a ceiling to it, I think it's fair to say, is that it's the consistency of his performance with his positioning, his decision-making, when to challenge, when not to challenge, when to be aggressive, all that stuff. And then also working with, you know, a little bit of it's not a different group in front of them, but the way that they're playing, and it's not rocket science way they're playing, but when the breakdowns are happening, there's an awful lot of odd man rushes that come back. When you go up the ice as a group and you don't come back as that same group, as you know, you're in a little bit of trouble. So for me, I've been a little bit, I've given them a soft landing spot, number one, for, you know, maybe not having the numbers statistically that he wants to have as a goaltender, and that you need, obviously, when people look at who are the top goalies around the league. It's pretty easy when you look at those numbers. So, I think his preparation, I think his approach and everything else remains the same, Marty, to your question from last year.
So regardless of Thompson, this is hard to say regardless, but we don't know yet. Regardless of Thompson or Tuck being in and where that might leave Kulik and Rosanne, what is the biggest challenge for Buffalo tonight against LA?
Rob and I were talking about this last night at dinner, and the conversation was a bit about without 72 in the lineup, or if 89's not in, or Jordan Greenway for that matter, obviously he's not going to be, that you need to find a way, hoping that it's really one at a time, Brian, to your question, and not all three at once. You know, it could be two out of the three, and who knows, but is to find that mentality of playing the game that Lindy has, you know, with his mindset of playing as a connected group of five players on the ice for every shift when it's attacking and defending and it's communicating. And we've seen that when they're connected, it could be any of the five guys on the ice that play fairly well. They are in position to make stops. They're in position to block shots, sticks and lanes. So for me, Brian, it's just the mentality that if Tage is out, don't put so much pressure on yourself if you're a goal scorer to score, but shoot the puck. Don't be shy for me personally. Don't be shy to be a little bit more aggressive. And that's what I've liked from Jiří Kulík so far, is that certainly even in the last game in Philly, you know, obviously not the grade A chances or looks and not the results that he wanted, but I'm noticing a guy that gets it. He's a shooter. So when he got the puck on the stick, he would take the shot. You could obviously break down a game and ask if he should pass here or there, but you want to see Quinn. I want to see Quinn. I want to see Kulík. I want to see Dylan. I want to see them shoot. I want to see Dylan Cousins go to the net. I want to see Zach Benson continue to do what he's doing, get to the net, be a pest, possess the puck down low in the offensive zone. So I think those are the things. If those guys do those things, Brian, then they should be okay. They'll be in a tighter game than they would if they had Tage Thompson and Alex Tuch and Greenway all healthy. But you keep yourself in the game if you just be yourself and do it as a connected group. Don't try to do any more. And certainly don't go into the game thinking, oh boy, we've got a mountain to climb here. If you go in with that mindset, you're in trouble.
So Henry Jokiarju will draw back into the lineup. He's missed the last six. What do you expect out of Jokiarju? And what do you think Lindy Ruff wants to see from Jokiarju after sitting out six games and, you know, being the second one? Because, you know, you saw Bryson come back in, you saw Clifton come back in, you saw Gilbert come back in, but you didn't see Jokiarju come back in until tonight. He's coming back in. So what do you think they want to see from him, and what do you expect?
Well, at least the message I've heard from Lindy, and when we've talked to him too, you know, down outside the room, certainly well off camera, the message has been consistent as far as what he wants from his defenseman. It's pretty much been the same thing. Obviously, there's different roles for Rasmus and Byram when it comes to carry and Owen Power for carrying the puck up the ice. But the one consistent thing is for that group, and that includes Henry Jokiarju, it's the first pass. Don't waste time in your own zone. And when you have a chance to get in a lane as a defenseman, whether it's a hit, it's a block, it's a stick, it's something, compete. Get in the lane, compete. I'm not saying Henry doesn't compete, but it has to be something that's done consistently shift after shift. And I think that's where, you know, obviously Jacob Bryson has won over at Lindy Ruff. And I think Henry Jokiarju certainly has the capabilities to do that. He can skate. He can have an edge to his game. I remember last year when he sat out and he came back in, he did develop a little bit of this edge and this little bit of an attitude that, hey, I didn't like being sat out. And it's kind of, excuse my Canadian French here, I'll just say it's kind of peeing me off. And so go in and play Pete off a little bit and go out there to keep your job, but do it for your teammates. So I think for Henry, he has every ability as far as being a very strong young man to get in lanes, get in skating lanes, make life difficult for people. And actually, I mean, you guys do a lot more numbers work than I do, but I certainly have seen that the Sabres, you know, goals against numbers when he's in the lineup are not that bad. So if Henry just continues to be him at his best and doing it more consistently, again, it's the same for every player. But I think there's times that maybe guys just, I'm not saying they take their foot off the gas pedal, but perhaps your mind can wander a little bit. Okay, I'm in the lineup, I'm good, next shift. But every next shift's got to be a battle. Every next shift's got to be quick to the bench. Every next shift has got to be communicating. So I think for Henry, that's the consistency that Lindy Ruff wants from him. And it's, again, it's just it's the same message he's given to everybody on that blue line. So it shouldn't be hard for Henry to figure out what's wanted of him.
All right, we will find out the lineup soon enough when the Sabres take to the ice for their morning skate. Obviously, Sabres social channels will have that. Dan, thank you. We'll look forward to seeing you in Razor tonight.
All right, guys, good to see you. Take care.
Sabres Live continues after this.